One of the newest docents who might roll up and greet you at a Ventura County Museum is guaranteed to get your attention. That's because he's a droid. Jennifer Torres is with the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum in Simi Valley.
This is R5. He's from Star Wars. He's one of the droids. You may run into him.
The little droid is one of the stars of a massive new 10,000-square-foot exhibition at the library, which looks at how pop culture has influenced science and technology.
We're standing in an exhibit called Interactive, and it's geared for families of all ages. Whether you're 6 years old or 96 years old, there's something in this exhibit for you. It teaches you how the popular culture of 50s, 60s, 70s, TV, movies, art, all those really cool things, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Back to the Future, E.T., inspired the technology that we use today and they're building in the future.
Melissa Giller is with the Presidential Library. Giller says the new exhibition features everything from a replica of the Mars rover to the hoverboard from the Back to the Future movies and even the device E.T. rigged up to phone home.
Well, they talk about Back to the Future and hoverboards, and now they're showing Elon Musk and the autonomous car. And Local Motors' first ever 3D printed car, which is here inside the exhibition. At one point, they were a thing of science fiction. Everything that you see, everything you learn about, has an interactive game to go along with it. So while you're learning, you're having a lot of fun playing.
There are a number of hands-on experiences.
Put this over your head. Shouldn't fit snug.
Carlo Polito with the museum puts a mask and earphones in my head and two game controllers in my hands. Suddenly, I'm in the middle of a 3D carnival with a bunch of carnival games like target shooting and basketball free throws. One of the games lets me shoot what appear to be flaming arrows at moving targets thanks to the virtual reality system.
I'm a bad shot. I'm going to do an easy one that I know I can hit. I still can't hit it. I'm shooting flaming arrows. I'm going to set the museum on fire.
Another part of the exhibition will, for adults of a certain age, be a walk through memory lane. We see items mostly from the 1950s through 1980s, which impacted and influenced our vision of science and technology. There are models of the futuristic Disneyland monorail and the TV series Lost in Space robot. There's also flashbulbs. Remember them?
We've coined it as pop culture's influence on technology. Futurists forecast the future. And sometimes technologies, we didn't know how we would do it. But sometimes I think humankind knows where it wants to go, it just doesn't know how to get there yet. I mean, look back at like the original Star Trek. They had these things called a communicator. It was like a cell phone. And now we have them, and now they're more powerful than we probably would have ever thought.
Troy Carlson is the president of Stage 9 Exhibitions, which created Interactive, the exhibit.
Grandma, grandpa, mom and dad, and the kids all have reference points in here of kind of where we've been, where we are, and where we're going in terms of how we live and work, how we play, how we move, and how we connect as a society.
And there's one exhibition which might not mean a lot to kids, but if you're 40 or over, it will make you laugh. It takes you back to a state-of-the-art 1980s home and helps you realize how much technology has changed during our lifetimes.
Today is April 9th, 1983. Meet Bob, who could really use a smartphone. Too bad they won't be available for another 25 years or so.
What a crazy day. While I was out, my brother had left a message on the machine reminding me our sister's birthday was next week. Luckily, I had a Montgomery Ward catalog. So I picked out a cool fanny pack, wrote a check, and filled out the order form. I think I'll drive across town and rent a movie.
Interactive, the exhibition, opened over the weekend and runs through April 16th. Oh, R5, we haven't forgotten you. You may get the chance to meet the little droid if he and his human handler are on duty if you visit the exhibition. In Simi Valley, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.